Take Me, Summer Solstice by Eden Bradley, read by Stella Hunter. Chapter 1.
El Niño strikes again. It's the worst heat wave to hit Southern California this year, with temperatures reaching over 100 degrees in many areas. Lee reached over her coffee table to grab the TV remote and shut the news off, then stood up to lift her long hair from her neck. If only she had air conditioning. One of the reasons she'd moved to Santa Monica after her divorce was because of the temperate weather. This close to the beach, the mercury rarely rose above the high 80s, even at the height of summer. No such luck this year. Damn global warming. She moved into the kitchen and grabbed a dish towel to stroke away the perspiration pooling at the base of her throat and trickling between her breasts. Even the short cotton sundress she wore felt like too much weight on her skin. She watched through her kitchen window as the sun began to set in a watercolor glow, orange and pink filtering through the leaves of the date palm in her front yard. Hoping the evening air might be cooler outside, she refilled her glass of iced tea and took it out to her small front porch. Settling into the rattan chair, she leaned back into the tropical print cushions, stretching her long legs out in front of her. Languid with the heat, she sipped her tea and gazed around the neighborhood. The houses on her street, both the small cottages originally built as summer homes like hers, and the larger two-story dwellings, were a mix of craftsman homes and the old Hollywood-style stucco bungalows that were so common in the Los Angeles area. A dog barked somewhere in the deepening twilight, and she heard the faint swoosh-swoosh of sprinklers, along with the easy song of crickets. Despite the intensity of the heat, there was something she loved about summer. Maybe it was the scent, especially at this time of day, the hot pavement of the sidewalks cooling down as everyone watered their lawns, the mixed fragrances of the eucalyptus trees planted here and there down the block in between the palms, the colorful, spicy lantana that grew everywhere on her street, and the salty edge from the ocean only a few blocks away. Even the heat itself seemed to have a certain scent. The banging of a screen door caught her attention, and she watched her new neighbor across the street step onto his lawn. He was a large man, his height and bulk casting a long shadow in the dying light of day. She'd noticed him before, had watched the muscles in his big forearms flex when he'd moved his furniture in a few days earlier. Built like a football player, he had broad shoulders and a narrow waist that tapered into a pair of low-slung cargo shorts. His sun-streaked brown hair was a bit too long and fell into his eyes. She hadn't been close enough yet to see what color they were, although she'd caught herself wondering a few times. The man was sexy as hell, and she'd been waiting for another glimpse of him. Lee liked big men. She was tall herself, and a large man always made her feel more feminine. Her ex-husband had been well over 6 feet tall, and she'd always liked the fact that even at 5'9", she could wear her highest heels when they went out. Possibly the only good thing about him.
Don't think about him now.
No, better to think about the basketball player she'd dated briefly in college, his long, lanky form draped over hers on the too small single bed in his dorm room. Sweaty afternoons there when she should have been in calculus class. But math had never done her as much good as an afternoon of sex had. The basketball player hadn't been the only guy she'd missed class for, and she didn't regret a single moment. She stroked the beads of sweat from her icy glass with an absent finger as she watched her neighbor move across his lawn to bend down and pick up a few tools at the edge of his driveway. Like her and most of the other neighbors, he'd probably waited until the worst heat of the day had passed before venturing outside. He was unusually graceful for a man of his size, and it was pure pleasure simply to watch him move. Even as the sky grew darker, she could see how the fabric of his shorts stretched taut over his firm backside. Nice. The sight made her want to cross the street just to touch it, to touch him. It had been a long time since she'd touched a man. Which was probably why her thoughts were treading down such a lustful path right now. She'd been divorced for 3 years and had hardly dated since she caught her ex with a coworker. The woman was everything Lee wasn't. Petite, with a lush figure and full breasts that practically spilled from the edge of her bra. Lee herself had always been too tall and lean for her own taste, and apparently for his. She'd never appreciated her strong, athletic body and small, firm breasts until after she'd left her ex